The neighbors raising concerns about inmate labor are the same ones who sued the city to force Walmart to make road and landscaping improvements to reduce the traffic impact of the projected 900 trucks a day that will use the warehouse. Resident Ann Brewer is a member of Citizens for Open Government. She's learned that some of the 10 inmates working on the site are serving time for selling cocaine, assault and battery, and escape.
There's no correctional officer on site. You know, I told them I was quite alarmed at this and that I would inform the rest of the neighborhood. And, of course, my responses from the neighbors was all concern and very disturbed about this.
Republican State Senator Scott Fitzgerald, who represents the area, has asked for assurances from the Department of Corrections that inmates with a potential for violence won't be allowed to work near residential areas. DOC spokesperson John Dipko says all the inmates working at the site are classified minimum security and will eventually be released. He says giving inmates work experience doesn't threaten public safety, but actually enhances it.
If you can hold down a job, if you can learn about working while you're still incarcerated, you'll be able to take those skills with you when you leave, and you're hopefully going to be less likely to reoffend.
But critics of Walmart aren't just worried about public safety. Ann Brewer says Walmart promised the new distribution center would create as many as 600 new jobs. She says if the company has to recruit prisoners to build it, that means once it opens, they may have to import employees to staff it as well. Walmart officials did not return phone calls to comment on the concerns about inmate labor. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.